This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is 5/26/21, show number 274. Well, basically, we're watching like molasses kind of trading going on here, huh, Nick?
Well, it seems like it's, ahead of the Memorial Day holiday, which we have coming up next week on Monday, the 31st of May, markets will be closed. Seems like it's very, very quiet out here, and the volume trends are very, very light. And that's typical ahead of a holiday. We see that very, very often. Now, that doesn't mean something can't happen or we can't get a volume pickup. But right now, I have to say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they've been very, very light volume trading days. And it looks like, you know, markets are somewhat in holiday mode. I normally don't like to say that on a Wednesday. I like to say that more on a Thursday and Friday, but it does appear that way.
Yeah. Well, hey, but Bitcoin's still trading 24/7, right?
Bitcoin trades 24/7. And that is the hottest thing out here right now. All you do is hear people chirping about Bitcoin no matter where you go. You could go into a 7-Eleven or you could go into a gas station at the pump and somebody's talking about that Bitcoin. I've never received so many questions in my life about any kind of asset class for like this.
Yeah. Well, one person put a note down that we don't know what we're talking about because the value of Bitcoin is in its IP. But if that were the case, there's 9,000 or 10,000 other cryptocurrencies using similar or better technology, and they should be trading higher. So I don't think the quality of the IP, I think it's first mover advantage, and people are scared. And they've seen that gold and silver haven't done very much for a very long period of time. I mean, they have gone up, but nothing like Bitcoin.
Yeah, nothing's moved quite like this Bitcoin has. And, you know, I personally think it's a mania. I think that people have gotten so far ahead of themselves with this that, you know, they don't look at anything else. But, you know, gold and silver, we've talked about it before. They've been their true store of value since for 5,000 years or longer, and biblical times, if you want to put it that way. And I think they're going to remain the case. And gold is just a monster on the charts right now, looking very, very strong. And I like everything I see in the precious metals right now.
All right. So let's talk about the precious metals. Gold broke 1900 this morning and silver was trading over $28. And then, of course, they knocked down silver, but gold is still over 1900.
Yeah, gold has just cracked the 1900 level today on the futures. Yesterday, it got up there. It paused. Today, it's above it. Now, it may need to do a little bit of pausing because in all, if you really look at the chart and you go back to January 8th, when gold had a major decline on that day, gold was trading, I believe, as high as $1,918. And then it closed at $1,835, you'll see that's a major sell-off day. And we're going up into that level. So you're probably nearing some short-term resistance for gold. But I got to say, Kerry, I think gold is headed back to 2000. The chart is a power chart now. We're coming off of that W pattern I talked about going back to late March when I said this is shaping up for a back test double bottom W. That's one of the most powerful charts and patterns in the business. And at this stage of the game, you know, you'll get some backing and filling, but it looks like it's headed to 2000.
And it's going to take silver with it?
Of course. Silver is the redheaded stepchild, so it goes right with it, and it doesn't, you know, go completely in the same exact dance steps. It doesn't tango exactly. It may, you know, do the hustle, but yeah, it goes with it.
All right. Well, that's, I think, what people are looking to hear. That's what they're really into. I think quiet trading, we'll just call it a day here, but keep your eye on Bitcoin. What's going to happen when it breaks that 200-day moving average, Nick?
Well, unfortunately, when Bitcoin goes back and tests that 200-day moving average, and even more so the 30,000 psychological level, because that's what it did. It went down, pierced the 200-day moving average, which was at that time on the day it did it around 31,100. It went as low as 30,200, and then it had the big counter, the big rebound back up towards 39,000, 40,000, and that's normal. That's just a normal technical level. But once you come down and take down that 30,000 20,000 psychological level, it's lights out. This thing will trade back down to 21,000, potentially even 17,000.
Hey, and remember, when I put that headline on one of our interviews several weeks ago, we were not so graciously informed that we just don't understand crypto.
Yeah, I probably don't, because I don't own any cryptos. I have no skin in that game whatsoever. But I tell you what I do understand. I understand charts, and you can chart crypto just like you can chart anything else. We could chart baseball cards or rocks if we really wanted to. But again, it's just all about the charts. Right now, the charts are still holding up. But when that level cracks, watch out. 20,000, 21,000, that is next in play.
Hey, and remember when baseball cards were all the rage? I mean, they're still super expensive, especially the rare ones. But they crashed when they went parabolic, right?
Everything does. And that's what I always try to tell everybody. When you learn these chart formations and you learn when things go parabolic, you see what happens. I mean, we talked about what happened in 2017. We compared the charts. I showed you a weekly 2017 chart, and this time around, it's a monthly. Monthlies are bigger time frame, more dominant. They're going to get the bigger move. And, you know, Bitcoin has basically gone from above 65,000 down to essentially 30,000. Now it's got a little technical bounce here at around 39,000 where it sits today. But, you know, again, this is not done.
Hey, one thing I wanted to talk to you about was copper. Looks like it's having a little pullback, maybe.
Yeah, copper is probably copper is probably putting in a short-term top right now. Again, it's another parabolic chart. Had an amazing run. Copper went from 2 to 48 and now sitting at around 450, 453, so we'll say 45. It this has to retreat. A normal correction on this is down to around 420, 422, somewhere down there. If it breaks that, then the copper run is over for a while as well.
All right, so 422 right now?
422 is our big support level right now. Then you'll go down to 4, and then, you know, basically after that, it's probably into the, you know, 325, 350 area. But at the moment, the big support level, I would say, would be around 422.
You think it's going to break it?
I think it's going to test it. I have to look at that pattern now when it tests that area, but I do think 422 will be tested shortly.
Yeah, well, you know that nobody's expecting a pullback into the threes, so that in itself could be very good reason why it might happen.
Yeah, I mean, you'll go, you know, what I always say, Kerry, and you know, I never jump the gun. I look at one level when it's tested. I see the pattern that's formed there. Then I determine if the next level will be tested. But you always have to break through that prior or that first line of support. Then you can go down and retest lower price.
Hey, a lot of people will get burned if it does, in fact, break 422 and go down to the lower threes there.
Yeah, I think that there's a fair chance of that right now. In fact, I think it will happen this year. I honestly, you know, I'll go out on the line and say that it will happen in 2021.
And it's kind of like with lumber. I mean, I know you don't really follow lumber.
No, follow it a bit. I follow it a little bit.
It's not like on your regular wheelhouse.
No.
And we had a tripling of prices, parabolic move, and it's going to come down at some point here.
Yeah, and honestly, the lumber chart looks exactly like the copper chart. They're almost identical. So I think that, you know, we're starting to see a lot of these parabolic commodities, and they're parabolic, and that's all you need to know. When they go parabolic, that's it. They're on borrowed time. They're going to come back down, and that's exactly what we saw. We're seeing in copper. That's exactly what we saw, what I saw in Bitcoin, and we saw it in a lot of different equities, including GameStop a while back. The SPACs, they all make these chart formations, and when they make these big runs, and even gold did it, you know, 9 months ago or 8 months ago, back in August of 2020. So, you know, a lot of people didn't think that was going to correct then either. And, you know, right here on this show, I said, hey, you know, gold is putting in a short-term top. It needs to correct. And, you know, it went from the highs all the way down to, you know, sub pier 1700. So, you know, everything makes that chart formation. It has to go through its correction phase. It's just the way it works. It's just a footprint of human nature.
Hey, and that's why you want to see these gradual consolidations. You don't want to see the parabolic move, because then you know the party's going to come to an end. You know, certain stocks you could argue went parabolic, right? The FANGs. And, you know, they haven't pulled back. They've more consolidated. I guess Tesla has pulled back quite a bit. But for the most part, they've just consolidated.
Yeah, I mean, you get certain equities that will go parabolic. And then, you know, it would take many, many months to work that off before they can get into a position of strength again. So, you know, that's why I always say you have to look at how these things come down, and you have to determine, you know, where the breaks are, and if they break certain certain points, you know, will they go down and test the next level? But that's how it works. And that's why it's a little bit of an art form. But more important, it's really, I think it's a science. And you just watch these charts and you let them guide you. You know, you never really want to assume anything in this business. Just let the chart formation tell you what to do. And that's when you anticipate what we call the anticipators. And that's how you trade.
That's how you make the money. All right. Well, if you're interested, go over to inthemoneystocks.com and find out how Nick does it. Check out the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz, and send your emails to my address, kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, that's it for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.